to pray in public. These are tips for being able to lead in prayer. And of course, it helps a lot if you know how to pray. And I can't teach you how to pray in this little bit, but I can give you some tips about content. So first off, I think most people have no clue about the fact that there is so much controversy between church groups. But the good news is that there is a great deal of agreement. And where is that agreement to be found? In the Bible. So you are on good grounds if you pray from the Bible. In fact, if you're asked to pray for a group, as I was in this political meeting, so we had monthly meetings, and if I was the prayer lead, I was on the board, I was expected to open up prayer in the public meeting, I would be asked to pray before the board meetings. If there was a party, I was going to be the one who was asked to say grace. And so, fine, before the public meeting, you bet, I thought about that, and I kind of wrote my prayers. Now, I pray extemporaneously, but I wrote them too. So hope that makes sense to you. So when I preach, I write my sermon out, but then I don't read my sermon. So different groups have it different ways. But because I learned to do extemporaneously from Toastmaster, I guess I'm probably doing it the Toastmaster way. So I outline it, and I give it extemporaneously, but I have notes in case I get lost. So that's how I preach, and that's pretty much how I lead in prayer in a public place where it's a planned thing. I thought about it ahead of time. And of course, those in the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost section of the church might think that that's not a good idea, that you should let the Spirit flow. And I agree you should let the Spirit flow, but there's no reason the Spirit can't flow in your office first. And then you can, you know, if the Lord adds something, hallelujah, fine, go with that. But I would say even to the Pentecostals, charismatics in the midst, there's no reason why you can't prepare something. And I think that most Pentecostal charismatic preachers would agree with me. They're not going to show up to the pulpit not having thought of what they're going to preach, because that's just lazy. But yes, go with the flow, fine. I'm not disagreeing with that. All right, so here's a middle way. So pray the Bible. And you also pray the point. So for instance, if I was asked to pray at the particular political meeting, I might want to know what the topic was. What is the guest speaker going to talk about? And since I knew it was a political meeting, and we would pray for the county, the city, the state, and so forth, if that's what the focus was. So pray the point, but also pray the Bible. So what does the Bible have to say on this? So for instance, if we were going to have a candidate forum, then I might pray something about godly leadership or something like that. If we were addressing problems at public school, then I might pray something about God wanting total well-being for all children. You get the point. Pray the point and pray the Bible. And you'll be surprised how many people don't do this. And I think this is one of the reasons why I got so much approbation and thanks, actually. So for instance, before the board meeting, I would pray that we were clear. We had once I even prayed few words, but that the Spirit would rule in that board meeting, and that our planning, because the board meeting was planning for the big meeting, that we would be able to bless the participants who came out to the big meeting, that it would be blessing, it would be equipping, and so forth. So pray the point and pray the Bible and ask the Lord to give you a Bible verse or two or three that you can pray. And don't pray again, well, that's a Bible tip, but you're not using the Bible to slap people across the head. You are praying, but we've already mentioned that, mistakes people make. Okay. And also, be sure and thank the Lord. Remember that you are addressing the Lord, the Creator and the Redeemer, the Lord. Okay. Thank the Lord. It's always in good taste. And it would be good to pray in faith. So there are a number of ways to pray out of faith. And one is a lot of complaints. And although you might feel that that's a good thing to pray honestly in private, in public, please keep that to a minimum. And you're leading in prayer. If you really don't believe that God hears prayer, then maybe you're not the right one to be leading in prayer. And I'm afraid there are some of my clergy colleagues who are in that boat. Seminary may have drummed faith out of you. Then go and get some retreat. Go and get something, some hope, some encouragement, some faith, some happiness. Yeah, and I'm only learning some of this now. You know, rest is a good thing. Okay, pray in faith. All right, so to sum up, what to pray? Pray the Bible, pray the point, pray thanks, pray in faith.